The next system is called Network Address Translation. Now again, we go back to our network perimeter, or sometimes called corporate network, where we have computers A, B, C, server, and a router. Remember, we added a network intrusion detection system between the internet and the router. We also added a firewall between the internet and our network perimeter. Now the next system is Network Address Translation. This is a system that hides the IP address of the devices that are located just behind the firewall. NAT devices use alias IP addresses, that is bogus IP addresses, in place of the sending real ones, that is sending machines real ones. The idea or the motto is that you cannot attack what you can see. So imagine that computer A is sending a message to another country via internet. When it comes to the NAT, Network Address Translator, this NAT will change the source IP address of A and replace it with another IP address, an alias IP address, which is not real, but it's just there to replace the source address, so that when the packet now is sent to the other country on the internet, what they are seeing is a source address that is looks like the source address of A, but in actual fact it just in a bogus IP that was randomly selected from NAT. So NAT keeps a table of all the computers in that network perimeter. So in this case, for every source address of A, there is another IP address that is used, that is bogus, and so on. So when the people in the internet, the hackers, they try to send, to attack this computer A using the source address that was in there, they'll find that this, they don't get to the A, because this IP address does not exist. It's just a bogus IP or an alias IP that is on the table at NAT.